Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And again, it's time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Just a great time in the presence of the Lord. A time when you can just shut everything else on the outside. You can sing along with us, join us in prayer, follow along in God's word, and be lifted up in His presence. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, I hope you enjoy singing that with us each day as much as we enjoy singing it to you. Isn't it great to be among a people that know their God? They shall be strong and do exploits. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from 2 Chronicles 14:11. The Bible says, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. Wonderful words of life as we begin the service today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And then, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Well, we've been singing recently from the Beloved Songs and Hymns hymnal. Today, page 164, let's sing on a great favorite of the church, Are You Washed in the Blood? Many of you know this. Clap your hands and let's sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? This hour, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Hallelujah. Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Well, that's a very serious question, and if the answer is no, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. You can repent of your sins and realize that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can repent of your sins today. Your sins can be washed away. Your life can be changed. You can start all over anew with a new hope, a new life, and a new destination. Why don't you do that right now? And then you can say, yes, I'm washed in the blood. Just look up to him and talk to him. There's no such thing as a sinner's prayer that's ever recorded in the Bible, but every sinner has to pray his own prayer. Just look up to the Lord and just tell him that you want to repent of your sins, you're sorry for what you've done, and you'd like for him to forgive you and change your life. Words to that effect. Just talk to him and tell him what you want him to do, and in faith believing, he'll wash your sins away and make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And then the next time that we sing that, "Are you washed in the blood?" you can say, "Yes, I am, and I am so thankful." Psalms 19, beginning with verse 1, is our precious promise before we pray. He says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad today for the glory of God that is declared all over the heavens and all over the firmament? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence today. And Lord, we just trust and pray that as we've asked that question, "Are you washed in the blood?" should there be someone in this audience today, Lord, that has never been washed in the blood, and they can't answer that yes, they'd have to say no. I pray in the name of Jesus today, I pray you'll undertake for them. And may this be the day, Lord, when many repent of his or her sin. I know, Lord, just as willing as you are to hear them repent, you're willing to cleanse them from sin and apply your blood and wash their sins away. Lord, make them new creatures in Christ Jesus. Bless the furtherance of this service. Bless each one that's with us today. Use this service for the glory of God. May it be the means of someone being saved, someone being lifted up, someone being encouraged, someone being healed, someone's needs be met. Lord, use this service for your glory and honor, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. More about Jesus. About Jesus.
who died for me.
And I'll give you all the contact information at the end, so if you will, be ready to take it down. Let's just praise the Lord.
Places, felt blessings from above. We've been sharing all the good things the family can afford. Let's just turn our praise toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just the precious name of Jesus is worthy of our praise. Let us bow our knees before Him, our hands to heaven raise. When He comes in clouds of glory, with Him to ever reign, let's just lift our happy voices and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise.
Do that each day. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us again today. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with us, it would be appreciated. Song requests, prayer requests are always welcome. You can send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. Just remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands.